All right, Jalik Swole, L.A. Coliseum. First of all, you're way too young to appreciate the history and everything else. But yeah. Was it cool to go up peristyles and down and kind of – I mean, you know about the history of this thing. So was it cool?
Only thing I know is the Deegan the
Coast Ride.
Coast Ride thing. Yeah, because everybody's been walking around with T-shirts today. Okay. But, yeah, I'm a little young to know the history here. But, I mean, it was a sick venue. Going up and down thing, it was a little sketchy. But
down?
Yeah, but honestly, it was pretty cool. It was unique. This was by far the best SMX round, I think. Way better passing and racing and everything. So this one was probably the one I had the most fun on.
Good first moto for you?
Good first moto. Got up there, had a good start, ran third for a while, ultimately finished sixth. It was weird coming back under a supercross thing. I felt like, yeah, I did a lot of outdoor rounds, but like there's nothing like supercross. You know, I had those jitters a little bit, and took me a while to get out of that, but six, you know, it's okay. I was up there with those guys, and then second moto, really, really bad start, almost dead last, kind of spun on. I feel like we got to the plywood on the start, but
Marchbanks just told me that too.
Yeah. So I had that spun up last of the start. Honestly, I feel like I rode way better in that second moto than I did in the first moto. So there's some takeaways for it, but
while we were so high, I thought Hawkins was you for a while. So yeah. I'm like, oh, this is working out pretty good. So what the fuck do I know? Yeah, I was like, oh, look at this, and then I'm like, oh wait, no, I think that's Jalik.
No, I was way deeper.
Right. Overall, what'd you think of the SMX thing? Just three races, all of them: motocross, supercross, hybrid. What'd you think,
bro? It was Those first two were pretty tough. But
Sexton told me he's never been more sore than after Charlotte.
Yes, dude, and I raced on supercross suspension like the whole time. Yeah. So it was, like, gnarly. We definitely got some things to work on next year when it comes down to that, because that was, like, setting your bike up for that was, like, a horror movie, dude. It was pretty gnarly. But, honestly, all in all, I think it's pretty good. I think we just have to work on passing opportunities a little bit. I feel like they made the tracks a little too fast to really be racy. Like, tonight...
Too easy for you guys, right?
Not too easy. It's just fast, dude. Okay. Like, dude, Chicago, like... wide open front back, you know, it's just hard to pass on stuff like that. So this race, I feel like, I mean you watched, you felt like it was more passing than
maybe a little bit, I don't know, like, dude, it was kind of a freight train, it really was, you know.
Yeah but when you add bold turns, I feel like it's you know, it's a little bit more dicey. So I feel like it's fun like that. If we did SMX next year with those same tracks, or if we had to redo it, I feel like if they made bold turns, it would kind of help it a little bit.
Farewell ride for you here. You're going to a new team next year. Run a race with these guys. Had some progress. Had some setbacks. Overall, though, you know, is it bittersweet, or are you okay? Looking forward to the challenge. What's the mood like?
Yeah, it's super bittersweet. I've been with these guys since I was 14 years old, and I'm 22 now. So it's been a long road. And honestly, I have a lot of love for these guys here, and they've treated me really good. And I just had a really good opportunity to get back with some guys who have my like full interest in our family to me. So I had to jump on that opportunity, and I'm excited for what the future holds. But yeah, I mean, we've accomplished some good things. We had podiums here. I mean, even this year I came behind the eight ball, but I still felt like at the end outdoors I was making flashes again and coming back. So speed's there, and these guys treated me good, and they helped me the whole time. So I'm super grateful for this team, this opportunity, and I'm just looking forward to the future.
It's going to be weird to not have a white fender in front of you, right?
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's not going to be white. It's going to be black. Yeah. It's going to be weird, but I'm still going to come over here and talk some shit. Sure. So we're going to be good.
Right. Cool, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We'll see you later. Thanks.
Yeah.